إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, on the treatment of spouses, let me talk about another very important element, which is expectations. What expectations do we have from each other? What is the expectation the wife has from the husband? What is the expectation the husband has from the wife? Many times, marriages go wrong or communication breaks down because the expectations are unrealistic. Now, the thing I want to say to you very clearly is that, you know, what happens is that it's people, for example, let me take it from the point of view of the husband. The husband's expectation is that everything in the house must run like clockwork. But what the husband forgets is that when he marries somebody, he is looking for things which are different from what he expects when he gets married. For example, you ask a person, why did you get married? What kind of wife do you want? The person will say, I want somebody who is extremely beautiful. I want somebody who is extremely highly educated. I want somebody who is, not a social butterfly, but somebody who is very, very comfortable and competent socially, is able to, make conversation and, whatever. I mean, go to parties or as the case might be. I mean, I'm talking about halal parties. I'm not talking about haram parties. So you want somebody who's socially competent, you want somebody who's highly sophisticated and so on and so forth. But at the same time, you want someone who will make you, your rotis and your masalas and your samosas and your whatever else, right? You want someone who can get onto the floor and clean the floor if required. You want someone who can clean the toilet if it is required. And you want someone who can look after a screaming child all through the night and clean up the vomit and whatnot and leave you in peace so that you can sleep peacefully. You want someone who can sit with the children and do all their homework while at the same time ensuring that you have your hot rotis and parathas and khima or whatnot for your food. You want somebody who can go out and do all the bank work. And now imagine you are looking at something which maybe Allah never created, right? So you want this absolute paragon of beauty and grace and intelligence and so on and so forth. Just go look in the mirror and ask yourself, if she really had all this, why would she marry you, right? Seriously, ask yourself this question. I mean, if she really had all of this, why would she marry you? So be realistic in your expectation. Alhamdulillah, if you wanted a woman like that, who's highly sophisticated, whatnot, maybe she is not so great in the kitchen. So the thing to ask yourself is, what are my expectations? Similarly for the wives. Women want to marry men who are, very manly, and they are strong and they are decisive, right? You forget that same strong, decisive man will decide what you should do with your life. And then you find that same strong, decisive nature now suddenly to have become oppressive because now you got married. Right. So think about that. And similarly, then the women want a lifestyle which is comfortable. They want wealth. They want... And then they say all this. They say, no, I don't care about wealth. You're saying you don't care about wealth because you're living in a $5 million house and you've got 3 Mercedes in the yard, right? You say, tell me you don't care about wealth if you're living in a one-bedroom or a two-bedroom flat and you have a bicycle to go on, right? Good, better for your health anyway. So the point is that this whole issue of saying you don't care about wealth is a load of processed grass. You do care about wealth. If you didn't have it, then you would know what it means not to have wealth. And then, but you forget that wealth doesn't come out of the air, right? It doesn't fall, the banknotes don't fall with the rain. The wealth comes because your husband spends a lot of time in his business, in his work, in his employment. He's thinking about that all the time. He's working very hard on it, and that's exactly what he needs to do if you want to have wealth. So then what's the complaint? Then you say, well, you see, he has no time for me. He doesn't sit with me. He doesn't talk to me. But if you want him to sit there in your house holding your hand the whole day, then who's going to do the work? So very important to be realistic is to understand, very important to be realistic in expectations. So if, for example, you have a husband who's working hard, he's doing a good halal job, he's got no bad habits, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he doesn't womanize, he doesn't do all that, he takes care of you, alhamdulillah, you are financially well off, and you are living. Now stop complaining, right? Stop complaining and stop saying, well, you know, he doesn't spend time with me, blah, blah, blah. Of course he spends time with you. He spends whatever time he has, he spends it with you. Does he go, does he have a girlfriend on the side? Does he spend that time with somebody else? If that is happening, then you have a complaint. If that is not happening, then I would say, well, you know, just wake up and get real, right? And decide what you want to do. If you think that living without him is going to be so beneficial, then go home. I mean, go away and forget about the whole thing. But if you really want a marriage, then get real. Stop having unrealistic expectations. Make sure that your expectations are real. And alhamdulillah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help. Third thing, final point is, if you want people to spend time with you, then you need to take stock of what happens when those people are with you. You know, I had an elderly relative of mine who I didn't get a chance to visit her as often as maybe I should have. But the thing was that every time I visited her, the first thing she would say to me and the first thing she would say, and she would say that for the next 15 minutes or so, was, you don't take care of me, you don't think of me. Now the whole thing is, the first of all, the person hasn't seen you for a long time, and the first thing you do when the person sees you is you complain, right? You complain about, oh, you don't do this, you don't do that. Now how pleasant do you think that is? And that's exactly what I see happening in a lot of husband and wife relationships. You say, my husband doesn't spend time with me, but when the husband does spend time with you, put up a camera, you know, set up your phone in such a way that you can actually record that video, and you will be shocked and surprised. Because when the man is spending time with you, all that is happening is argument, all that is happening is complaining and moaning and groaning about, oh, you never come, you forget about the fact that he never comes, think about the fact that today he is here now. Take it as here and now, alhamdulillah, he is here. Make it so pleasant, so nice for him that he never wants to go away. Make it so pleasant and so nice for him that he'll come there. He will want this particular interaction, this being with you, to be something that he wants to happen again and again and again. And the same thing applies to the wife, to the husband as well. When you are with your wife, be so nice and so make it so good that she wants to be with you. You know, don't make her life miserable that when you are with her, it becomes a nasty experience that really she doesn't want to. Repeat that, and then of course you complain that she never spends time with me. So in both the cases, expectations must be real. Get real, you are adults, get real, prioritize your life and say, these are the things which are important for us, and work on them. And seriously, if you really think that you don't want wealth and you just want your husband to sit with you in your house, or you want your wife to sit with you in your house, then go do that. Stop complaining. The main very important thing to do is to stop complaining. This moaning, groaning, whimpering, you know, all this whining is a useless activity, which all that it produces is bad blood. So instead of that, rujoo ila Allah, pray in tahajjud, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla jalaluhu, see the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and get real with your own life. Go stand and look in the mirror and face yourself, and understand that if there is a problem, you are part of the problem. Unless you understand that you are part of the problem, you cannot become part of the solution. If you think the problem is his fault, or if you think the problem is her fault, and the way it is to be solved is that she or he must become exactly the way you want it, then this is a pipe dream, this is a fantasy. Forget it, it's not going to happen, right? You are very much part of the problem. You are at least 50% part of the problem. So face that. Sort yourself out, and inshallah you will find that the other person automatically responds, because that is the way Allah, and that's the nature of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.